Postcards from Greece with Father Peter Albin Hears. Father Peter is the founder of Uncut Mountain Press and the rector of the parish of the Holy Prophet Elias in a small village in the mountains outside of Thessalonica, Greece. In this podcast, Father Peter shares with us his 10 years of experience of living the faith and serving the church in Greece. Here's Father Peter.
It's not long after dawn, and I'm standing on the veranda overlooking the holy monastery of the Archangel Michael in Thassos. This is a monastery which is a motoki of the holy monastery of Philotheo on Mount Athos. Mount Athos also sits just opposite the monastery across the Aegean Sea. One can look out and see the holy mountain Athos from where I'm standing. And we've come here on pilgrimage these last 3 days with the family. Come here to serve divine liturgy for the sisters and to partake of the spiritual nectar which is offered in this great and holy monastery. This monastery also happens to be the home and the starting place for most of the sisters who now live in the monasteries under the direction of Elder Ephrem in America, the 12 or 13 women's monasteries in the Greek Archdiocese. Most of the sisters came from this monastery, the Holy Archangel Michael. So this is not at all a monastery that is strange or foreign to the church in America. The sisters and the abbess here at the monastery are very well acquainted with the church in America and the struggles of Orthodox Christians there. In fact, every year about this time, in a few days, they set off for America to visit their elder, Elder Ephrem. Spend 3 weeks and visit with their sisters in Christ who are doing a great mission for the church in America. And we came here on pilgrimage, as I said, and today's program will be about the holy work of pilgrimage, which is an ancient tradition in the church dating back to at least the 3rd century, when Christians set out from different parts of the Roman Empire, the 4th century, I should say, set out for Jerusalem to venerate the holy places where our Lord walked, to venerate the Holy Cross and the Holy Sepulchre. And from that time until today, especially in this part of the world, Christians have set out every year or so on pilgrimage, whether it be near or far, usually to a monastery or to a holy shrine, a holy place. And of course, in our day, it's much easier and much more convenient with cars and planes and trains. But for most of the history of the church, setting off on pilgrimage was a great sacrifice and a great ordeal. Walking or riding a mule or for days on end to reach their destination.
Σώσον ο Θεός του λαών σου, ευλόγησον την κληρονομία σου.
Κύριος, Κύριος και πέθανεν ημίν, είδαμε το φως το αληθινόν, ελόγουμε πνεύμα επουράνιο, έλαμε την αληθή,
the term Hagi, which we encounter in some of the lives of the saints, such as the life of Saint Arsenios, is a Turkish term which was given to pious Orthodox Christians in Asia Minor who set out for Jerusalem. Those Christians, when they returned, who were before, let's say, named Nicholas, then they became Hagi Nikolai. And as a term to denote that they had been to Jerusalem. And indeed, it is an important aspect of the Christian life. We who, especially in our day and age, are filled with great anxiety because we run here and there to take care of our material life and are caught up with school trips and tutoring sessions and extracurricular activities for our children or whatever it may be, really have time to sit down and be quiet and to go inward. But in taking a trip to a monastery, not only do we have time to be quiet and reflect, but we have time to meet with struggling Orthodox Christians who live in the monastery, experienced guides of the spiritual life, wise counselors who can, both in their words, but also just with their love and their time and the way that they address you and speak to you and spend time with you, can greatly soothe the soul and give encouragement. Beyond that, when one enters into the life of prayer in the monastery and celebrates the Divine Liturgy with the sisters, it's a great spiritual encouragement. One goes away refreshed, back to do battle again in the world, you know, with a new vigor. Oftentimes, one is not immediately aware of the change, or at least cannot put their finger on it and say, this is what happened to me. But they feel different. They feel encouraged. They feel much more relaxed and peaceful. And this is the way man needs to be continually. For this is the state in which a man is visited by God, in the peace and quiet of his soul. The still small voice that was heard by the prophet in the Old Testament is the same still small voice which is heard by the saints throughout the ages and by the contemporary holy men and women in the church. And it is no accident that the Orthodox Christian life has been termed, the true spiritual life has been termed hesychastic, hesychastiki zoi, as they say in Greek, which can be translated as a life of stillness. Some have misinterpreted that in the West to mean a life of indifference and inaction, which is not the case at all, but rather the stillness of soul so that one can truly find oneself, find God, and then as a new person in Christ, reach out and truly offer the invaluable Spirit of God to their brother and sister. So setting out on pilgrimage and going to monasteries is not at all a secondary aspect, a tertiary aspect of the spiritual life of an Orthodox Christian, but it is central. One must get out of their daily life, get out of the world and relax and turn off the phone and turn off the TV and turn off all of those things that feed us with usually much less useful information than the holy prayers of the church, the Divine Liturgy, the prayer of Jesus, Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on me. And to go into oneself, this is the goal of pilgrimage, to set out and leave the world behind, even if it is just for 2 or 3 or 4 days, to find oneself and find God within, the kingdom of God, which is within. In America, many would say, well, this is not possible, or it's very difficult. One might not live close to a monastery, might have to get on a plane to visit a monastery. In any case, that in no way minimalizes the importance of pilgrimage. And if it means that we have to do such a sacrifice, then we should at least once a year or no more than once every 2 years set out and spend a week or 5 days in one of the monasteries in America. And there are many monasteries in America today, thanks be to God, something that was not the case 20 years ago in America. There are many monasteries in all the archdioceses. Monasteries which many of them are young and small, setting out, and we can offer material assistance to them and in return take away spiritual riches. But there are other monasteries which are fast becoming well established, which, of course, one when sets out for a monastery should take along blessings and gifts and even monetary assistance for the monastery. But they are able to house pilgrims and offer the traditional hospitality which monasteries have always given to the faithful. So in setting out for this monastery and spending these 3 days, we already feel the difference spiritually. So brothers and sisters, it's not simply a form of religious tourism to visit a monastery, but it is an essential aspect of the spiritual life for lay people to visit with the sisters and brothers in the monastery and to go away renewed. It's very difficult in our day and age without such visits to monasteries and such visits with holy people to remain focused, to remain zealous for the spiritual life. If we don't have examples, living examples, of the incarnation being continued in our day and age, it is very easy for the enemy of our salvation to take away from us that great first zeal that was given to us with baptism and is renewed every time that we go to confession and commune of the holy mysteries. We run to the monasteries not because we have some delusion we'll live like the monks in their virginal way of life or their ascetic way of life to the degree that they can achieve in the monastery. Most can't do that. But we run to the monasteries because in the nuns, the monks, we see the perfection of the gospel being lived out, and we see the great self-denial and self-offering and love of Christ being transmitted through their lives, and we take courage and are greatly supported in our spiritual life by these examples. And in doing so, in visiting the monasteries, the life of Christ is furthered, the life of the church is built up, and all together with oneness of mind, we're able to confess and to witness to the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen. You've been listening to Postcards from Greece with Father Peter Albin Hears, founder of Uncut Mountain Press and rector of the Parish of the Holy Prophet Elias in the mountains outside of Thessalonica, Greece. This is a listener-supported presentation of Ancient Faith Radio.